Results suggest many Czechs have been casting their ballots in the two-day general election for Andrej Babiš, the 71-year-old billionaire often compared to US President Donald Trump. His main challenger is the current Prime Minister, Petr Fiala, leader of the center-right Civic Democratic Party. Babiš's victory would strengthen ties with Hungary's Viktor Orbán and Slovakia's Robert Fico, both critics of Western sanctions on Russia and opponents of sending weapons to Ukraine. They continue to rely on Russian oil and natural gas despite Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Last year, Babiš and Orbán co-founded a new bloc in the European Parliament, Patriots for Europe, a nationalist group that marked his break from the more liberal Renew Europe alliance. Though Babiš denies being pro-Russian, he has questioned a Czech initiative to buy artillery shells for war-torn Ukraine from abroad, and he stopped short of fully endorsing the NATO military alliance's push for higher defense spending. In recent days, thousands of demonstrators rallied in Prague's Old Town Square against Babiš's ANO, or Yes Party, waving Czech, EU and Ukrainian flags. Protesters warned of rising populist and pro-Russian influence ahead of the vote. Czech President Petr Pavel shares those sentiments. After voting near Prague, he sent a clear warning that he will not back pro-Russian ministers.
Our position within EU and NATO is the strongest guarantee that our country will remain secure and prosperous. He was very clear that he doesn't intend to support any referendum on leaving the EU. He will support our strong commitment to NATO, and I hope that this will be the strong foundation of his future government if he wins the elections and is charged by setting new government.
Babiš has been a divisive figure since entering politics in 2013. A former Communist Party member before the 1989 Velvet Revolution, he now faces fraud charges linked to European Union subsidies. Yet his scandals haven't eroded support. Opinion polls suggest many voters see him as defending ordinary Czechs from EU diktats, high energy prices and migration. Still, analysts caution he may need the backing of openly pro-Russian parties to govern. The coming weeks will decide which course the Czech Republic takes, a decision closely watched in both Brussels and Moscow.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.